Hello out there, and welcome to Work with Miles Okazaki, where I share a few things I've picked up over the years as a guitarist and composer in New York City. If you like what you hear, you could go over to Patreon and become a member for a very small fee and have access to video versions of all of these episodes and others that aren't included here. Download materials such as sheet music and exercises, and have the ability to ask me questions directly and request topics for new episodes. This program focuses on the guitar, but goes into many other areas, so there should be something for everyone. And the show starts now. Today's song goes like this. This is called Shuffle Boil. Shuffle Boil is recorded in 1955 on the album Gigi Grice. Sorry, the album Nika's Tempo by Gigi Grice. Gigi Grice is the leader, but this is also kind of known as a Monk album because it has some recordings of Monk's tunes that don't exist elsewhere, like Gallop's Gallop and Break's Sake. And Shuffle Boil's on there, 1955, Art Blakey, Oscar Pettiford. There's another recording in the 60s, mid-60s, on It's Monk's Time with Charlie Rouse. That recording is, I don't know, it's not the one that I have listened to very much. It's not really as together as the 1955 version, in my opinion. I like the other one a little better. The melody's played a little more clean and stuff. Also the reference is the Cardinus Sickler Monk fake book, which has the basic voicings and stuff in there. And also, for the purposes of this video, the Robin Kelly Monk biography is a good resource because it talks about the origin of the name of the tune, Shuffle Boil, which is a corruption of Shuffle Ball, which is a sort of a African-American tap dancing term. And that, and then he goes into, in the book, he goes into a little bit about how Monk loved to watch tap dancing, and he loved this tap dancer named Baby Lawrence. I actually went online and watched, there's some videos of Baby Lawrence with like Sammy Davis Jr. and stuff like that. Pretty interesting. So obviously, a lot of drummers talk about dancing on the drums, their feet, the way their feet move and stuff like that. And there's many ties between tap dancing and drums and rhythm and stuff, the instrument, you know, especially in the jazz tradition. And so I wanted to get a little bit into that. On the recording on Work, I do kind of an explicit reference to this, although I'm not sure if people hear it that way, but there's all these breaks in the song, and I kind of do some rhythmic non-pitch stuff, just sort of stuff that to me sounds kind of like tap dancing on the guitar. But I'll show you the basic tune first. The basic tune is just this melody. It's like a riff. Now I decided to, I like it. It could be done a number of ways, like that's the basic rhythm. One, two, three, four. Ba-do-dip, ba-do-dip. And the chords are ba-do-dip, 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 ba-do-dip. This is, you know, similar to kind of like Bemshaw Swing or one of those kind of turnarounds where it goes to the flat 3 dominant and then flat 6 dominant and then to the regular 5 dominant. So it's, in this case, it's F major to A flat 7 to D flat 7 to C 7. And then there's a break. And this is the kind of theme of the song. Now this could be done in a number of ways. Could we do it up here? I like it better up here. This is a sort of arpeggio of E flat 7. Reminds me of Crepuscule with Nelly, or there's a few versions of that, but this is kind of implies to me it sounds like something like that. It's kind of working its way back down, you know. Could be like flat 7 to E to C7. So that's when I'm thinking of the chords, I think of that kind of harmony. But I find it kind of fun to play in first position using some open strings, like playing F with my thumb, just the F with my finger. A flat to a C. You could also add in, you know, other notes. Oh, yeah. I'm adding in the thirds and the sevenths, you know. That does sound cool, that is played, that, you know, I keep it pretty simple on this one, so, but I do like to add this A natural, so like, which is right here. Sorry. Ugh. A natural on the A flat chord, which is sort of like, makes it sound like a A7 with a flat 9. You could also put it on the upbeat, like the 2 and 4. That's kind of cool, too. starts with the same pickup with an A, but it's like going to the four chord. So you could add in the B flat there if you want. Let's just 2-5-1 to B flat. But the pickup note changes to a B flat there when it goes to the B flat. And then has this little up the scale thing of a B flat. Because it's going to an A7. So it's just the bass notes and the melody, it's like. Finger that. Let's see. How would I do it? I'd probably do it like this, 2 and 1. It's hard to get that B flat with the thumb. A7. I'm just playing a G on the top and A on the bottom. You can put a C sharp in there if you want. A little turn. I'm only using one stroke on that. That's just to lead into the next phrase. It's like a D minor. Again, I'm using open strings. Let's see, so what is the pickup here? Right, so the pickup notes are going there. This is kind of something to remember. So for the bridge, it starts with an A pickup to B flat. Natural pickup. You can use that with the open string also. Then the B kind of rings through your G chord. That's kind of nice. So from the bridge. Now it's like a G minor. So the bridge, that's a G minor, third position, to like a C7 with a flat 9, and I'm playing C, B flat, D flat, E. So the whole bridge. Different ending. So the ending just has a little instead of it just goes, you know, you could do a, sometime I might do a G flat there. So the last A being. Okay, so that's the tune. Now, the tap dancing idea, it was something like, I don't remember exactly what I did, but it was sort of variations on these kind of like. I'm thinking of the way the feet, you know, look when they're tapped as a. Kind of phrases you might hear. And there's a lot of double time in the tap dancing. Yeah. So I might go. That was kind of sloppy. Let me keep trying. A sections instead of going to the bridge. I'm going to up the tempo a little bit to give a little more of the right tempo. Doing this over and over until I kind of get some nice sounding stuff. I'm trying. Sometimes the harmonics sound cool. But it was, the idea was to get some stuff that just sounds, it's not pitch stuff, it's sort of like little drum fills. And it's not, it's done with the fingers in order to get that kind of rolling kind of sound that you can get with, that you hear what tap dancers do. Sorry. You could have some fun with that. I certainly did on that recording. Check it out online. You can listen to it for free if you're curious how that sort of played out. Because I'm not doing it quite like I did then. I think then I did it for quite a while till I got some stuff that I like. So I'm going to try that again today, and then I'll post a performance video of this one. All right, see you next time. Well, that's it for today's episode. I hope you found it useful for your personal work. This podcast was produced by Ed Gavitt, with the original source being a video on Patreon. If you'd like to see this video, head on over to Patreon and search for Work with Miles Okazaki. If you go through a browser and sign up as a member, it's a very small fee. And if you like the convenience of the iOS app, it's just a little bit more. In any case, as a member, you have access to categories such as exercises for the guitar, things to download, things to practice, guided practice sessions where I practice and you play along, a category called the Language of Jazz where I go through standards and famous solos, transcriptions, listening sessions, and also a complete series on every composition by Thelonious Monk as it might be played on the guitar. I do detailed demonstration of material from my book Fundamentals of Guitar and have prepared special exercises and software even for members of the site. Every Sunday we sit down with some Bach, take a look at some violin sonatas, cello suites, inventions, well-tempered clavier, things like that. We work on sight reading. We work on listening, exercises to train your ear, exercises to train rhythmically off the instrument. And then as often as I can, I sit down and do a mailbag episode where I go through listener questions and answer them directly. We're having a lot of fun over there, and I really hope you can join us. And thanks for joining us today on this podcast version and for your support of creative music. See you next time.